From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. In Washington, D.C. this summer, the Archdiocese and the city agreed on a plan to convert 7 financially strapped Catholic schools to public charter schools. As classes begin, the question is, how will that change the schools? And to find out, NPR's Claudio Sanchez visited with teachers and families at Holy Comforter St. Cyprian Catholic School.
Pamela Mills was among the first to hear that her parish school was going to have to close and reopen as a public charter school this fall.
In a way, I felt a little sad, you know, talking about the conversion.
As a longtime parishioner at Holy Comforter St. Cyprian Catholic Church in Northeast Washington, D.C., she wasn't sure she wanted her 10-year-old daughter, Eldora, to attend a school that would no longer allow children to praise Jesus.
We wanted her to have that faith-based education.
But when it came time to vote, 97% of parents approved the conversion. Today, there are few reminders this was once a Catholic school. The marquee in front of the school now reads, Center City Public Charter School, tuition free. Inside, the small altar in the cafeteria where kids used to start the school day with a prayer and a bowl of cereal is gone. Gone, too, are the crucifixes, the portraits of Pope Benedict, and St. Cyprius, the martyred 3rd-century bishop of Carthage. But it's okay, says Mills. Her daughter will still receive religious instruction.
She's not missing out on it at all. You know, she get the Sunday school, she get the Mass, she get the oratory on Saturday. So these days, I'm feeling good.
And not having to pay tuition anymore.
That's a big relief.
It was the financial burden on families and the archdiocese that led to the conversion proposal. The church was spending about $7,500 per student, but the most it could ask parents to pay was $4,500. And even that was too much for Mills and other families. Now, taxpayers will pay for all 7 schools involved in the conversion at a cost of $8,500 to $9,000 per student.
We now have the money that we need to do the job.
Christian White is the school's new principal. He says everyone, teachers, staff, and administrators, have all gotten long overdue pay raises of 10 to 20%. Now there's money for special education, an expanded pre-K program, a new dance teacher, more classroom aides, and, says White, money for a more robust curriculum.
The parts of the academic program that were excellent, we retained. So everything was woven together through the standards-based curriculum.
In many ways, the new curriculum is similar to the Catholic school curriculum, except everything that kids now learn is tethered to the city's public school standards and tests. Still, you just can't sweep a school's Catholic identity and mission under the rug, says White. So he's hanging on to the values that have always been taught here.
Collaboration, compassion, discipline, integrity, justice, peacemaking, perseverance, and respect.
These values are one big reason most parents are staying, but it's the school's strong academic reputation that's drawn so many new families. The school's student population has jumped by at least a third, although there's now talk among parents that the new kids will be unruly, harder to handle.
The word out there was, oh, it's going to be terrible because we're going to get those kids.
That's Mary Ann Stanton, head of the nonprofit group created by the Archdiocese to oversee the conversion.
Those kids are our kids. They're our children. They're the children of the District of Columbia, where education should be at the top. And we're going to help that happen.
More than 1,000 Catholic schools across the country have closed in the last 8 years because they couldn't afford to stay open. Now, says Stanton, Catholic schools have a choice. They can continue to serve as public charter schools and become one more option in urban public education. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.